And good morning. Welcome back to FLX Morning. It's 8:35 on this Tuesday, March the 1st. I'm Paul Small, and we're joined by our regular guests from Finger Lakes Health. We'll start off with Laura Turbide, who's going to kind of set the table for us today. And Laura, it sounds like a broken record when we say that the medical industry is in dire need of help. We hear about this from the standpoint of medical facilities, hospitals, nurses, that sort of thing. But there's another element that's probably arguably more critical right now, and that's what we're going to cover today.
Absolutely. We are. And one of the first things I'll do, I'm going to introduce our guests. I'd also like to just encourage people. One event that we do have coming up is a colorectal cancer screening, what you need to know topic. And it's going to be on Monday, March 21st. You can go on our website, but Dr. Anjanette Perez-Colon is going to be talking with us, and we will have up to 25 spots for people to have lunch and learn. So we encourage you to go on our website and learn more. Related to the other topic, absolutely, what has really been critical, I think the most valuable asset through this entire pandemic has been our healthcare workers. I am biased, I know, but my colleagues have, I think, just taken on the Herculean task of caring for people, educating families, helping with vaccinations, working with people in the hospital, but also caring for people and our most vulnerable patients in our long-term care facilities. So today, part of what we're going to talk about is one of the critical ways that you can get involved within long-term care, perhaps start a new career. We have a certified nursing assistant training program, and we're here today with Kathy Wade, who is our director, who's for many years was served as our director of adult day health care. And now, given that we've had some changes with the pandemic to that program, we feel so blessed that she was able to then actually move over and join us as our coordinator of the certified nurse training program for certified nurse aid training program. Many of our I'll let her talk with you about our applicants and what they go through. But of course, this is really the first entree into healthcare for many, many people. So many people enter into healthcare through what is a 4-week training program. They then work in our long-term care facilities, get a sense. I say it's really a calling. It isn't just a job. It's really a calling. It's something very, very critical. Our long-term care facilities really got hit earliest with COVID, and also since this is the place where when people need a different level of care, when we have these overcrowding of hospital beds, the ability to have more and more staff in our long-term care facilities allows us to open more beds to care for people that may need long-term care who could then be released from the hospital, opening up more hospital beds for people who need it. And we've talked about it's not just patients and space that we need for people who are positive with COVID. It's people who've had a heart attack. It's people who need rehab. It's people who have a chronic COPD or other conditions. So it really is a continuum, and I'm really proud that we have this continuum at Finger Lakes Health. So Kathy has been with us. We were just talking about nearly 35 years in various roles within Finger Lakes Health, and she brings, I think, a love for long-term care, a love for our residents, and truly the ability to help inspire the staff to gain the skills and the, I think, honestly, sort of light that fire of passion that you need to be able to do the most, this most important work. And we'll talk about the recruitment bonus and a few other things. So right now it's a $2,000 recruitment bonus, but I'll let Kathy describe what that all means.
So good morning, and thank you for having me.
Morning.
So our CNA training program is a very exciting program. It's a program where the CNAs learn a lot of book work. They learn about the systems of the body and how to care for each system. And they also learn their lab skills for when we go to clinical. There are 25 different skills that we teach them, and they have to become proficient in order to get a job as a CNA and to pass the test that we have at the end with the Department of Health. But it's very exciting for me to teach these students. I see in their eyes the excitement of learning and getting to the nursing home. And as you said, it really is a calling, because there are people who have that compassion inside and that ability to care for others, putting self second and others first. And that's what we see a lot of with these students. I really feel like after 35 years, I'm in my dream job. I absolutely love teaching these students. I love going into work every day and seeing them. Many of them go on to nursing school after they get some experience on the floor. But as you said, it is an entry-level position, and it is one of the most critical positions in our organization, because with one or two nurses on the floor, the CNAs see every person every day, and they're the first to know when there's a change that needs to be addressed. They can tell you when somebody maybe having a little change in mentation and they need to have some tests done, or they may have the beginnings of a urinary tract infection that they catch before anybody else would have. And they are critical. They are the most important workers that we could work with in the nursing home. So if you are interested, if you're a person that has compassion and you would like to help care for people and you're interested in the nursing field, I would encourage you to apply for a position as a CNA trainee. And I have the job description here with me today. And so the basic minimums, we prefer that people have a GED or a high school diploma, but also some people that come to us have a human services degree. In our last class, we had a gentleman who had been he had worked at Xerox as he had worked at Xerox for a long time, and he retired after 30 years there and decided he wanted to do healthcare. And he's doing a wonderful job in one of our buildings.
That is amazing. And also, I'm trying to wrap my head around 25 skills that you have to be proficient at and bookwork, and all this gets done in a 4-week course. That's pretty intensive.
It is. It's not a walk in a park.
No.
But we do, if there have been, and we have had some women come in who've been moms for the last 10 years, and they haven't studied, we will work with them to help them learn how to study again, how to get ready for the tests so that they can be proficient and pass the exams and then pass the clinical skills test as well. We tell them usually on the very first day that if you can get through our quizzes and our final exam, you'll have no trouble getting through the test at the end with the evaluator.
And then once somebody takes that test and then they get their certification, what's the next step beyond that?
They will go to work on the floor in an orientation position where they're learning, you know, how that floor works and where everything is. They'll be growing in their skills, starting with one resident, working up to six, and then beyond whatever is needed on the floor that day. But they have a very good orientation program once they get to the floor that lasts 3 to 4 weeks.
And at the end of 4 weeks, in essence, you have a guaranteed job. So not only are you paid for the 4 weeks of training, as well as this current recruitment bonus of $2,000, you're then paid for your time during training. And again, we're talking about 138 hours of training. There's some organizational orientation, but all of this training occurs where then you'll have a guaranteed placement. If you can complete the coursework appropriately, et cetera, you'll have a guaranteed placement to work as a certified nurse assistant in either Huntington Living Center in Waterloo, the Homestead in Pinyan, Living Center at Geneva North, or Living Center at Geneva South. And then that orientation period would take place in your new assignment, and you'd have a team of support, et cetera. So it really is a great way. Many people choose to stay in a CNA role. Others choose to go on to our LPN school, which is Marian S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing, our RN program, Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences, or other programs. So it really can be both an entry point, as well as for many people, it really is very rewarding and satisfying in a role they stay in, because those relationships with the residents and the relationships with their colleagues, I think, are what keep them sustained through what is, I will say, without question, critical work for us, important work, and truthfully, very hard work. Mm-hmm. And I always say that it is sort of, they're the unsung heroes of some of the hardest work out there to develop relationships with people who may move in. We have a lot of residents who move into our long-term care facilities for a period of time for care, but then very often go back home. And that's a change from many years ago. I think people always thought someone would go to long-term care and that would be where they would live out their life. Now many people come in and go home. So you actually get attached to people, but then they go home. So there's a lot of, I think, emotional as well as sort of the clinical knowledge you need.
Yeah, as you said, Kathy, this is definitely not a walk in the park. But the way this curriculum and then the orientation program after it is structured, you're going to be about as prepared as you can be once you step beyond that role and move into regular service.
Yes, we try to set people up for success. One of the other things that sometimes happens is people will get hired after we've already started a class. Like we began a class this morning at 7 o'clock. If someone was hired at the end of this week, they could come on as a unit helper and work for a few weeks as a unit helper until our next class starts, April 26th. And from many of the students that have done this, they told me that they really think everyone should work as a unit helper for a couple of weeks because it helps them to know where things are. They get the feel of the floor. They kind of know what they're walking into when they actually get the job at the end. So, and this is a paid class. While they're in class, they get paid a salary, and there is a bonus affiliated with this position. And so, you know, it really is a wonderful, wonderful program. It's a win-win for a lot of people.
And as you mentioned, there are a lot of people that have that calling to work in healthcare, but they either don't have the time or the finances to go to school to be a doctor or maybe to be a nurse practitioner or thing of that nature. So this is really, this is the entry point where you can have a healthcare career without the massive expense. You're going to get paid while you train, and then you're going to get a job after your training's done. It's a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely. And a chance for people to really try it on for size without committing to a 2 or 4 year program where they don't know if they will love that clinical work. Many, many people, I think, perhaps want that opportunity to really gain that experience and sense. Also, we offer a lot of tuition assistance programs and other things. So once you're within our system, if you do want to pursue further education, we offer it. And really, I think it is an opportunity that both gives us the chance to engage people who have this sort of in their blood, or they have that interest. Maybe they've watched a grandparent age and at home and always felt like this is something, someone special to them. Or maybe they've been, for whatever reason in their own life, have had a health concern where they really knew that someone had changed their life and it was transformative for them. I know, for example, my daughter is a young person, had a health concern, and I think that truly sparked her interest in health long term. And we find a lot of people who are healthcare workers and caregivers are people who've either been able to, for whatever reason, in their home life and their family life, observed and seen what a difference they can make, whether in a home setting or in a organizational setting.
And so what is your daughter doing now?
She is now here doing some work in her third year of medical school. So, and she's,
yeah.
So we're excited.
That's
that,
awesome.
That
yes.
It just takes that one spark, I think. And I feel like Kathy is a spark for us in terms of these CNA people, program participants who come in, because she will follow them. She will make sure they're successful. She will invest so much of herself into making sure that they know how to connect with the residents. They know how to deal with some of those emotions, in addition to the actual skill sets that we're talking about. Everything from some of the personal skill sets we've talked about. There's care of cognitively impaired residents, basic restorative services, personal care skills, many skill sets in terms of this curriculum that they'll go through. And as you said, at a pace of doing that in 4 weeks, it's a lot of knowledge to gain, but certainly a lot of hands-on practice and a lot of support, and a lot of support from people who've been doing it for years, and for people who sort of know how to make. I would say the most of, as you said, your study skills and other things, particularly if you're coming back into the workforce for some reason.
And another perk too of Finger Lakes Health is that they give each student 2 uniforms, 2 tops and 2 bottoms for class and for clinical. So they don't even have to go out and try to find uniforms of the right color.
Right. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the recruitment bonus, Laura. Is enrollment year-round open, or is there a window that people need to take advantage of?
Thank you for asking. This is year-round. It is a rolling admission opportunity to apply for, and that's different than, for example, if you're applying for a Marian S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing or the College of Nursing that function more on a traditional application type basis. This is literally almost as if, you know, as long as we have open positions, we are running these training programs very, very routinely on a sort of every 4 week basis.
Seven times a year.
Okay. And how can people apply?
The best way to go is onto our website, www.flhealth.org, /CNA program. You can also call 787-4039 for more information. You can go on under our careers page, I believe, and click and apply for a CNA role. But you can basically, whatever way you want to find us, we want to talk with you, answer your questions, and obviously no obligation either. If you want to explore that, have those questions to begin with, and then you have the conversation and you feel like maybe this isn't for me, that's okay too. But I think the most important part is if you have any interest at all and you're thinking, you know what, I might be open to a career change, or I'm looking to go back in the workforce, or I loved caring for someone at home and I know I could do this, I think you owe yourself to be able to pick up that phone, make a call, or just pop on our website.
And again, the website is flhealth.org. checked it out myself this morning and looked at some of the variety of information available for the CNA program, and it'll answer a lot of the questions right off the get-go. Very informative stuff. So, Kathy, thank you for sharing this morning. Congratulations on not only the successful career, but on creating some successful CNAs to come, joining into the field. And, Laura, as always, thank you for joining us. Much appreciated.
Thank you.